How's everybody doing? Man, I am fired up about this morning. You ever have just like the coolest Christmas present you were ever? I've got three kids, right? 13, two December birthdays, 13, 12, and 8. And you know that special gift as parents you're going to give, and you're just so excited because you've got something that is cool for them. And I don't know if I'll deliver this training any well, but I know what the training is can change your business forever. Like the content, and I'll do my best to deliver it, but the content I'm so excited about, because if you're sitting in the room and you're like, man, I need to turn the corner. 2016's got to be my year. I want to build a tremendous business. I want to get to platinum. I want to get to EV. I want to increase my personal production. I'm telling you, I don't care what it is. You're going to see some stuff today that I think will really open your eyes to how incredibly simple building a large business can be. Does that make sense? So we're going to talk about that. I am going to be all over the place. Like, I have got more stuff in my head right now, and I haven't, because I've been running, like, put it into any nice flow outline. So there will be concepts one after another, and I would just encourage you, and I would try to like box them in a concept. You can put a headline on them and say, okay, if I want to make a proper exposure, here's the concept. If I want to get duplication to happen in my organization, here's the concept. If I want to hold my team more accountable, right, which matters in this business. How do you hold people accountable as a friend and a business partner? That'll be the concept. Okay, fair enough. And if you've got a question about any of these, you can ask me, and I'll tell you specifically, you know, we'll talk about this. I'm going to use this whiteboard a bunch. So I'll just put it at an angle here a little bit. Does that work kind of for everybody? Yeah. That's possible. Okay. And then there's one bit of housekeeping I guess I have to do first, and that is the corporate slides. And I offered to run through them just because we want to go really quickly, okay? There's a lot of slides here, and I think there's a few that really matter. That sounds bad. You know, listen, here's what I mean, is that I've been reading this book, Four Disciplines of Execution, and it is awesome. It's incredible. And if you want to read a book this year about building a larger organization, go get that book. I cannot speak, you know, and I've read, I mean, probably thousands. I mean, I don't know how many books on leadership and team building and goal setting I've written on that subject. This book blew my socks off. And honestly, I told the group last night, I read, like, here are the four disciplines. A wildly important goal, act on the lead measure, keep a scorecard, and a cadence of accountability is number four. I read them, I'm like, I got it. I don't need to read the book. Wow, that's simple and incredible. And then one of my leaders, Rocco, who's crushing it, he's like, have you read the book? Well, I ain't got to the book, but those four disciplines. And he's like, dude, you got to slow down and read the book. And I went and read the book, and it just blew me away. It is this business, and when you tie it into Rapid Funnel, a platform we're going to talk about, it is the most powerful tool to increase your personal recruiting and explode organizational growth. And in the four disciplines, he says that number two is you've got to act on the lead measure. So my comment before about the slides are, there are a lot of important things here. And the fact is, there are tons of important things in legal sheet. We can sit here and write a list of 1,000 important things. And it's dangerous. Because yes, they're all kind of important. I can do a presentation to convince you that every one of them is really important. But which one matters the most? Like, what really, really matters the most? And if we have a business that you can build in 7 to 12 hours a week and change your life, well, how can you do 100 things in 7 to 12 hours a week? You can't. You're just kidding yourself. And so while they're all important and you don't want to discard them, learn them over time, develop them, put them in your portfolio of understanding this industry. But only act on the ones that really, really matter. And there are so many things that I am incredibly clueless about in Legal Shield. It would shock you. Right? People ask me certain things like, how do you go to the back office? Dude, I just tuned out. Don't even know. Like, because I know what the lead measure is. I know what matters. And even for a guy who knows what matters, I read this book partially out of a frustration that I was having because we weren't getting our team to achieve some of the goals that I thought were possible. And we were able to measure things in rapid funnel like we never could before. And all of a sudden I realized we're not acting on the lead measure. And so we're going to talk about that today. So my comment about the corporate slides are, this is why we're going to move quickly. I said all that to say, here we go. Okay, did you get that? Got that one? We good there? Okay. I told you this in the presentation. Like, it's 99 and 249. We don't really have to talk about that. The 2020 is simply, but I do believe a lot of this is our job. You can't automate a relationship. When you recruit somebody, yeah, there's the first 20 minutes, the first 20 hours, and the first 20 days, but a lot of that's you. It's not an automated system. There's a relationship there. But this is all about fast start qualifying somebody, okay? Yes, you need to do a game plan interview. I'm going to talk about your first 20 minutes. I'm going to show you today. And my version may be a little bit different here. Some of you aren't aware or are aware or whatever. I'm going to talk about a platform called Rapid Funnel that will simplify this process of prospecting and selling memberships in an incredible fashion. So when we do a game plan, and that game plan is going to be based on that, I will touch on it. Okay. The 249 option, it is important. Does everybody understand this? Ask any questions. I'll take any. Do you get the difference? 249, do the math. It's $20 a month for the Advantage Program. That's 240, right? $240 plus, you join for 249, you save in the first year, $240, right? Now that is a cost of doing business, that $20 a month. If you join for 99, it's 99 plus $20 a month. I mean, I assume when you join, you plan on being in the business a year from now. That's 240 plus 99, we're at 340, right? I would encourage you to push the 249 for about three reasons. One is, it gives you something to sell the 99 off of. Like, if I can present the 249 and I can make that the value, if I wrote the corporate slides, I'd prefer, like, just let me present 249 by itself, here's what you get. And then at the very end of the presentation, let a person know if you have a constraint, we can get you started right now for 99 bucks. It should be part of your, so whether you're sitting one-on-one with somebody or you're doing, does that make sense? But don't just go to the lowest common, because some people are like, look, it's 249, I get it, I'm going to save. What's the difference of savings? 90 bucks. You save $90 and everything else is the same. Any questions? Okay. All right. The Advantage program's awesome. I think I explained it in the briefing as well. And if you missed the briefing, man, you missed that great explanation. You should come to the briefings. The room just seems larger for the training than it did for the briefing. Maybe it's just me. It's just me. Perplexing, as Jim Rohn said. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. Yeah, it's fascinating. So, the thing I will just repeat is there's a cost of doing business, and for them to now have a $20 package that takes all that money and gears it toward marketing and promotions and contests, we needed this a long time ago. And I'll say this from a network marketing perspective. We're in a very unique space, and I'm not knocking other companies, but those, I mean, I just had a gal that does much work for me. She was in Legal Shield, and she loved the business. She just loved this idea of selling oils, and I think she's back to Legal Shield now, but she signed up for $600 to join this company. And then she pays $400 a month. And I'm not judging. I'm just telling you, $400 is a lot of money every month. That's our $20 a month, right? That's our membership and $20 a month, right? But she gets oils for the $400. but it ain't a lot of oils, but 400 is a lot of money. They run everything on that. Part of our challenge in Legal Shield is we just don't charge that much. And on the business side, when you're running everything just from the membership, this is a business. Now you take that $20, which is such a small number relative to what this industry does. Right? We don't even have our yearly renewal. Like, you join for $250, we don't charge $250 every year. It's a one-time fee. It's almost comical. So this is such an important thing. And I just want to frame that, just in case you're like, oh, now they're charging $20. They don't even make you do it to maintain your associate degree, but you should. If you have not done this, go and sign up for the $19.95 a month. Go to your back office, get that done. If you're already on the full e-service, then it's going to be grandfathered. You don't have to do anything. Do I need to add anything to that, Dave? Everybody, we're all good there? You won't be included in the sponsored incentive programs, and that's where I'll spend my time this morning on the corporate sizes. I just want to hit that for a few minutes. The money is ridiculous right now. This is just a little education on, you know, if you were $7.95 rate, will be upgraded to the full package. Right. So look, if you're on the $7.95 and you're in Legal Shield, just go pay the $19.95. If you said, hey, that's tough on my budget, it won't be after today. Right? You'll have it. I promise you. You'll be like, oh God, I know what to do right now. All right. So the all-in two. Here's a piece I do want to spend a minute on. I want everybody to make sure you understand that. And look, there are no dumb questions. There's a lot of stuff here to understand. If you have a question, ask it, because I need you to understand this is the carrot, is the incentive to do the things I'm going to ask you to do today that are so simple, but you still need a motivation, right? And you can build on the motivation you have. For a lot of us, maybe achieving the next level is more about what is my why? How hungry am I? And so I'm going to ask you, you know, what would you do with an extra $4,000? What would you do with an extra $40,000? You know, what is your motivation? How many people do you want to help? You need to figure that part out. So we're going to talk about some things today, but understand what the money is. This promotion started in January, on January 1st. So if you recruit a brand new person and you help them get to director by June, by the end of June, correct? That's 6 months, then that director will receive a $4,000 bonus. If you are currently an associate and you get to director, there's a $3,000 bonus. If you're a senior manager and you get to director, it's $250. Now, if you're a senior manager and you're sitting here going, oh, man, I lost out. If you get this whole thing I'm going to show you, everybody gets to play the game. Everybody gets a benefit from it. You just have to understand it well enough to say, okay, how do I leverage this particular concept? And we'll get to that. Any questions on this? This is what you get paid for reaching that rank with a couple caveats. You have to be on Performance Club. You have to be in the $19.95 Advantage program every month because that's how the incentives, that's where they're getting a chunk of money from to pay it. And your retention rate needs to be at company average, okay? So those three caveats. Other than that, just get to that rank from that starting point, all right? Now, let's talk about the multipliers. So, first of all, I don't care who you are, best place to start. Well, let me just leave it here. If you're new in this room, how many people right now are your guests today or you're a brand new associate that just got started? Okay. You go out, and by the way, what is director? That's important. And I'm just going to go straight to director. If you get to director, this is exactly what it takes. I need to recruit three people. Could the three of you stand real quick for me? And would you go, in the shortest, quickest way possible, go point and make people managers. You need three managers. So right here, these three guys. Go grab your... Okay, yep. Yep, just three people. Stand up, where you are, just the three, stand, okay. So a person, all right? So if I'm going out, I need to recruit three people, and then Ryan's going to recruit three people that get to manager. And manager, so each one of these individuals, let's say Dave goes out, he's a manager. He's a manager. Where are your three? Yeah, I need three seniors. Where are they? Where are your...
How do we...
We should have 12 people standing. We have 12 standing? Perfect. There are three managers, and then there are three Fast Start qualified associates. All right? Now, the shortest way to Fast Start qualify is what? Three memberships and one recruit. So I need each of the seniors to recruit one, right? Okay? Yes. So I need nine more people to stand. Just 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. You have 6 months, folks. So who is it? What's your name? Erica is a brand new associate. She has 6 months to do this. This is no big deal. Right? Any one of these leaders up here, if God came down and whispered in their ear and say, you have 2 weeks, or you are not going to be on the planet Earth anymore. They will be done in a week. I'm telling you, this is just not a big... Is it a free ride? Is it a walk? No. But is it something that Erica can do? Absolutely. She's not doing this by herself. Do you understand? She needs three people to go... I get it. I'll do something. Now the four of them are going out and working to get, what is this, 18, 19, 21 people? It's 21 people, I believe, right? 21 people. There's four of them working. And as soon as there's four go out and find one more, there's eight of them working. It just doesn't take any time to get to 21. And then you need 100 total cumulative sales over the entire six-month period, counting every single membership, any of these people market cumulative over 6 months. Everybody with me? Yeah. All right, give me a hand. Thank you. I need you to understand it, though. You need to map it out and structure it. There's not a single person in this room that you can't go do that. Now, in the process of doing that, Erica is going to recruit five people herself. And those five people, if she helps them market three memberships and recruit one person within 20 days, she gets a multiplier. So it's the same activity she had to do to get to director anyway. We're not adding another, and like, and you got it, and you got it. No, that's what she had to do anyway to get the director. She needs to go recruit five people at least and help them qualify. Well, she does that, she gets a multiplier. So instead of $4,000 at the end of the 6 months, you get $8,000. Now, I don't want to overwhelm anybody. I just want them to get it. Now, there are people in the room that should be saying, are you kidding me? I can get 20 recruits, right? And I can get those 20 recruits to Fast Start qualify. Now look, they should all stay on Performance Club. And they should all stay on the Advantage Program. But they don't have to. So some will come and some will go. As long as Erica is on Advantage and she's on Performance Club, which she's going to do anyway because that's part of doing this. You're not going to get to director in 6 months if you're not on Performance Club every month. You're not going to get to director if you don't recruit 5 or 10 people that Fast Start qualify. But you understand, that's $40,000. And more importantly than that, she has laid the foundation for a six-figure income for a long time to come. Now, I know this is a little much for some people, but I'm telling you, it's in your wheelhouse. Will it take a different level of activity? Will you have to act on the lead measure more than you ever have? Absolutely. Are we going to tell you exactly what the lead measure is and how to act on it? Completely. But you need to know what you're doing it for. Any questions? Now, if you're currently an associate and you want to go to director, there's your money, right? If you're a senior manager and you want to go to director, if I were you, I wouldn't be thinking, oh, I can earn $2,500. If I were you, and you're currently a senior manager, what I would be thinking is, I want to get to senior director as quick as I can. It's 25 sales in your whole organization. So Any questions on this? I'm going to show you the last piece of this bonus program. This is what you can earn as a person by moving to director and working with the multiplier. Yes?
One question I have is, and that has to be personally sponsored, that's what I call by associates.
Personally sponsored. So if you're the person over here that wants to participate in this money with the multiplier, you have to recruit the person and they have to qualify. Okay? Now, is it possible? Don't ever look up. Don't expect anything from anybody else. But I'm telling you this because you can take a recruit and give them to somebody, right? On the sheet I'm about to show you, so I'm leaving this sheet. This is a matching bonus. And the matching bonus essentially means that the company is not only going to pay all that money out I just showed you, but they're going to pay a 50% matching bonus. If they were a brand new recruit, and I was qualified to earn a matching bonus, which is two levels, senior director and ED, and I recruit Dave, whatever Dave earns in this contest, I can get a 50% matching bonus. If I'm the senior director and the ED, I'm going to get 100% matching. So if Dave makes $8,000, I'm going to make $8,000. If he makes $40,000, I'm going to make $40,000. If he has 19 recruits and he's one away from Fast Start qualifying, am I going to give him one of my recruits and make sure that recruit Fast Start? You bet I am. And if I'm really smart, I might start doing it early. Like if I got one guy and I know he's the guy and I know together we can lock arms, we're both in this thing together, and he's going to recruit 10 and I'm going to recruit 10 and I'm the ED, you better make sure you latch on with the right guy though. Is everybody following me? Look, you may not need to follow this if you're not anywhere close to senior director, but I need to speak to those people briefly. So here's the matching money, right? I'm telling you, I am going home, I have got a list to call, and I'm going to recruit like I've never recruited before. And I'm not going to do it for long, but I'm telling you, for this three-month window, I'm going to recruit like I never have. I'm going to go find my, and I'm not trying to get 10 of them, I want to go help one person go move from new to director. And then I want to help it happen a ton of times within my team. But I'd like to find one person new that I can get that says, you know what, I want a $40,000 bonus. And can I afford to go give them a bunch of recruits to help them get there? Sure I can. I'll take a $40,000 bonus, right? But more importantly, isn't that 40? It's what you'll end up earning over the next, you know, somebody asked Larry Smith, what did you make your first year in leadership? He says, I don't know. And, you know, they're, what do you mean you don't know? You go, I'm still making money on it. That's the beauty of Legal Shield, man. You go recruit somebody who's hungry, how do you know what you made? The first year I recruited Cliff Malloy, I have no idea what I'm earning, what I earned the first year. The work happened the first year. Does that make sense? Anyway, the matching bonus, you get the idea. It's exactly that. So this new person goes to director, they earn $4,000, the matching bonus is $2,000. Now, there are people in the room right now that you're director. You can get to senior director, and you can do it in January. Some of you just missed senior director. You get to senior director, you get your 25 sales, and then in February, you recruit a brand new person, and you get them to director in 5 months, you get the 50% matching bonus. So even though you're not qualified to earn it right now, you can do it in January. And if you recruit that person in February, you're going to get the matching bonus. Make sense? Okay. No questions there? I told you the requirements already. We talked about the rules and incentives. There's all kind of B2B stuff that are, and I'm not making light of it. Just listen, let me tell you something. 98% of this room, dude, you don't need to be in this space. And I'm going to talk to you a way that you can get into this space without being an expert in this space. Right, there are ways, and I had a great long conversation with James Rousseau about a week ago. We talked about, look, if we get the army of network marketers out setting the table for the group producers, I don't want to do any group. I did one group once 17 years ago, and I knew that minute I don't want to do another one. That's just me. And I don't think most people have the skill set. And you hear the numbers up here, and you go, man, they made platinum just selling memberships. Look, that is not something most people can do. And personally, I don't believe it's the most leveraged fun. Now, they may love it, and I'm not taking away from that, but you should know if you're that person. You should be the one that goes, it should occur to you before you hear about it, man, could I sell this in the group environment? Because I've spent 20 years in the group environment. Right? Does that make sense? But I'm going to show you how to leverage and help some people get excited about these numbers. But I just don't think they're for most people. I mean, the numbers are ridiculous, though. Now, listen, I made a lot of money. I mean, last month alone. I mean, I had 3 days last month that were, one of them was over five figures one day. And two of them were right there last month. I just had another $12,000 day. There's some big groups happening. So I love it. But I just don't think it's geared for most people. Right? And what's better than doing a group is being paid an override on the group. I promise you. You didn't have to bring there. You didn't have to bring materials. You didn't have to do the point. You're with? Okay. All right. You'll hear more about that. The leadership conference isn't an option if I were you. It's once a year. It rocks. You should book your ticket. And there's an incentive that is really worth taking advantage of. I'll try my best. You correct me if I'm mistaken. But it's APT. When's APT coming up? It's February. Is that your next big event? What? Oh, we're not about to tell the incentive yet? Until APT. You better show up at APT. If you don't show up at APT, man, you're going to regret that decision. It's the next big event here. I'm glad you told me that. It's the 6th. You know, I hear information, I never know which call I'm on, and it's, you know, I would protect it, but I didn't know I was supposed to. Anyway, so February 6th is your next big event here. It's APT. I would encourage you to be there. Okay. Oklahoma Convention. No time for selfies. You can go get that. That's down the list of 100 things. All right, so your weekly briefing. Is that your weekly briefing? The late narrative business briefing. But seriously, like, if you go, I could go to that. You should write it down and go to it, right? You need to find your weekly briefing. Figure out which one you're going to go to. Eagle Shield University, Wednesday nights. That's awesome. Salt Lake area business briefing. Just leave it there for a second. Okay. Hey, how many people bill for lunches? I've always thought, you know, we have lots of tools in the business. But the best tool is the one that's easiest to get people to and the most effective. And there's always a line that crosses, right? I mean, the most effective presentation that you will ever bring somebody to get them to get locked and loaded, completely engaged in Legal Shield, is what? I mean, if you could only bring them to one thing, and you could pick anything you wanted, and it absolutely could take somebody from zero to it's in my heart, what would it be?
Invention.
It's just kind of hard to get a guest to show up and spend 3 days at the National Convention. But it is. I mean, that, do you understand? That's what it is. I've known people, that was their first exposure. On the credibility of somebody, they said, okay, I would go spend 2 or 3 days and I'll go check this thing out for a week. Right? And John Gardner, a friend of mine, that was his first exposure. The problem is it's hard to get people there. The easiest exposure is to hand them a brochure and just say, hey, let me know if you'd like to get started. It's a lousy exposure. It's just not the best exposure, but it's easy, right? Is everybody with me?
Yes.
Lunches are the most effective and easiest invite you'll ever have. You pick up the phone and say, hey, can I buy your lunch? And they'd be like, well, why are you buying my lunch? What's the difference? When's the last time I offered to buy your lunch? I'm buying your lunch, dude. And you invite them to a presentation. I want you to see a business. You probably won't be interested, but I'm buying your lunch. Can I pick you up? It's a simple invitation. You're buying their lunch. Right? Say, look, I got a contest. I'm trying to win. I need a butt in a chair, and I'm buying your lunch. You'd do me a huge favor if you would allow me to buy your lunch. Right? And it's a really good exposure. So leverage it. Who's going to the Red Lobster luncheon this week? Friday. All right. So we're done there. All right. So can somebody plug this in for me? Thank you, Mike. These guys do an awesome job on the AV front, don't they? Yes. Let me just make sure this is working. The connection cannot be established. That's not cool. 1 second. Hold on. Team viewer connection. Alright, so here we go. Just being that it's January again, I do want to take 1 minute here. And I mentioned this last night at the meeting, is that it's a great time of year for you really to identify what is it that you want to accomplish at the end of 2016. And you take these Legal Shield bonuses into account, but also, just on a side note, you know, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, your kids, your relationship, those things don't get better by accident. Right? It is so easy for us to take so many things for granted and not capitalize on this extraordinary gift that we're given, the freedom of choice. And I'll just frame this, because we're going to talk about that today in the four disciplines of execution. I'll just frame it the way they do. And they said the first discipline of execution is the wildly important goal. Is the first thing that you have to do is to identify what the wildly important goal is this year. And people make lots of New Year's resolutions, and sometimes they spread themselves too thin. But I'd ask you to think about, okay, what is the thing that if you achieved, it would solve lots of other things? When I joined, I almost hate making it personal, but you know, it's the story I know really well. When I joined Legal Shield, it was get to platinum. The wildly important goal, it was so clear in my mind. I had been in another company for 2.5 years. I came over, and I saw all these platinums, and I thought, I can do that. I can get to platinum. And platinum means, basically, I'm telling you, you build an organization, and you do the things we talked about today, you are free. You even if you fell out of platinum, you're going to be gold, or you're going to be silver, because there's momentum, it will run away from you. You will be free. If you are semi-wise with your money, if you're not a bonehead, and you don't spend it all every day like you won the lottery or something, you can set yourself up for life. And I'll tell you, it's only 200 sales. I mean, if I find four people that say, hey, I want to go ED, 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 ED. It's four people who go ED. Could you do that over the next 3 to 5 years? When I joined the company, my goal was to do it in a year. It didn't work out. You know, a great mentor of mine, he sent me a note. I told him my goal. You know, he was like, be patient, my friend. I mean, it took a little longer, right? It didn't take me that long. It was a couple years. But it didn't take that long. I think it was like a year and a half. And I came in with a lot of experiences that helped me. But that's something, when you put on a sheet, it changed everything else in my life. It was the wildly important goal that allowed me to shop at different places, put my kids in private school, right? Those things that, I mean, my kids' education next year is like verging on twice what the average household income in America is. That's just stupid, right? But you know what? I think the school's really good, and it doesn't change my life at all. And so somebody could say, well, public school is just fine. Well, maybe public school is just fine, but I don't even have to take a chance. I love this school, and the money, it doesn't matter. It changes where I shop and what I eat, right? I used to read from the right side of the menu to the left. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm glad there's a few of you there. I mean, or have been there, right? You base what dinner is going to be on the price. And that sucks. It just does. I made the best of it when it was there. I mean, hey, it was what it was. I made the best of it. I always made the best of whatever situation. But the reality is there are better ways. Are we good? Awesome. There are just better ways to live. And so if you said, okay, my wildly important goal is to get to platinum, it might solve 20 other things. Are you following me? I mean, that's a wildly important goal you want to achieve. The one that solves an entire tier of other issues you have. And money is one of those funny things. It's amazing the number of problems a little money can solve. If you wrote down the biggest 10 challenges in your life right now, how many of them do you think money could solve? You go, well, I have a relationship problem. Okay, take a week away to a $3,000 marriage retreat in the Swiss Alps. It'll help, I swear to God. It will work, right? Something good will happen, right? I'm not disciplined enough to work out. Start paying a personal trainer. You'll be amazed how you show up when they get paid whether you show up or not. It's just, I mean, I don't care what the list is. So pick the wildly important goals and be, you know, make a good choice there, okay? I would encourage you, if you haven't listened to it, you know, I did a platinum CD. And basically in the platinum CD, you know, this is just a quick side note. If you identify what your values are in life, and you identify your greater purpose, and you say, okay, what are my goals? And then you write yourself a vision statement. I'm telling you, if you will get these four things aligned, and I'm not going to go through all that. I'm training. I'm just going to tell you, what are the five most important values in your life? And if you will identify them and be honest, maybe ask some people that care about you and love you and say, what do you say my values are? And I'm telling you, a lot of people don't take the time to identify. What are my values? Value? Really? I got to identify? Yeah, what are your values? I was talking to a leader the other day, a really young guy, motivating, he had this vision, right, of what he wanted to achieve. And one of the things he wanted to do is get married. And he had a picture of the girl. And when he met the picture of that girl, he married her. It didn't go well. Because he didn't take the time to say, listen, maybe there's more to marriage than the picture, right? The color of the hair, the height, maybe I should figure out what their values are and what their purpose in life is, right? And then I can make that picture the fourth. But the picture can also be the values. You get the idea. But when you get these aligned and you say, okay, here's my greater purpose in life. I love learning stuff. I just love learning new ideas that can improve the quality of my life. I love sharing that with my kids, and things that work, I love to share with other people. So Legal Shield is perfect for me because I get to go help other people change their life by understanding different principles, right? It's what I love to do. And then I have a set of values that are supportive of building an organization. But if I had a set of values that are, what would be a bad set of values for building this organization that aren't necessarily bad values, though? I grew up with it. I mean, my mom was a hard driver, raised seven kids. If you want a job done, do it yourself. That's not a good value in this business, right? This business is about believing in others, encouraging others, and believing in the power of leverage, right? If you want a job run, now it can help you in certain ways, but it can also work against you. If you have a set of values that says, hey, money doesn't grow on trees, or you had a set of values to say generally people that make money aren't ethical, that really is going to work against you making money. You guys with me? So you can go work on this stuff yourself, but each one of these words means something significant. And make it a goal in 2016 to say, hey, I'm going to get these aligned. So that if somebody said that they read your vision statement, which is just your mission or vision statement of what you want to achieve in your life, My wife wrote it in a day in her life. She would write out a day in her life. Anyway, you get these aligned. It's amazing how your wildly important goal is going to be easier to achieve. Does that make sense? Okay. So the second step in the four disciplines of execution, I think we can show it here. It's okay. There are the four disciplines, okay? I want you to write them down and think about it for a minute. And I really want you to go get the book. All right? The four disciplines. Number one is focus on what's wildly important. Now in Legal Shield, we have a 2020 goal. That's the company goal. But also, you should have a wildly important goal. And if we went around this room, I hope you have one. That you say, at the end of 2016, what is it? Thank you. And you can really, really identify it. I want to make $1 million a year in Legal Shield. I believe that by making $1 million, the only way I'm going to do that is I got to help a lot of people, so I work a plan backwards. But I'm not going to market those memberships. I got to build a team and help people create financial freedom. So I have $1 million goal. I don't always hit the goals, but you got to have a target. You got to know where you're going. What is your very specific, tangible, you want to achieve goal? ED, what is it? Second is act on the lead measure. And one of the reasons I kind of came across the book and told the folks last night is I was frustrated because when we started using this app that I'm going to talk about some of the ways to use it, it gave me a very clear picture immediately of the activity that was actually happening. And as well as I know what people are really doing, I was shocked a little bit. I'm like, wow, the lead measure. I knew the lead measure. The minute I read it, I knew the lead measure is prospecting and follow-up. It's that simple. If we get lots of people prospecting and follow-up, when I started using the Rapid Funnel app and I could see everybody's numbers, people that were like gung-ho, they put every single prospect in the app. And I'm like, yeah, but you only talked to 10 people last month, the whole month. You're putting in 25 hours a week. And this is a lesson I never should have forgot, because when I got started in the business, I was complaining to John Hoffman that it wasn't going as quick as I wanted. And he said, well, what are your numbers? And back in the day, it wasn't just a number in a box in the app. It was fax me your tracking sheet. Now, an exposure takes about 3 minutes. And I knew that I was working about 20 hours a week. I had a full-time job at the time. I'm working 20 hours a week. And I'm thinking, okay, 20 hours a week, 3 minutes of exposure, that's 60 minutes. That's 1 hour. Maybe it takes me another hour and a half or something to, you know, reach those people or give it another couple hours. So now I'm at 3 hours a week to make 20 exposures, which is the single most important thing I could do, bar none. Like, that's it. And I looked at my tracking sheet, and I never sent it to him. You know why, right? Like, I'm not going to let him see what I just discovered. This is terrible. I'm telling him I'm going to work 20 hours a week. And I know what the number, I'm looking at my own number, and I'm like, who are you kidding? And so that became my focus. That the one thing I was going to accomplish, no matter what, is I was going to make my exposures. And it changed everything. The lead measure, there's a lead and lag. As you read the book, you'll discover there's a lead and a lag measure. The lag measure is recruiting. The lead measure is prospecting and follow-up. Okay, was there a question?
No, I was going
to ask. Okay. So the lag is recruiting. I'm telling you, you want to measure your results. Now, I'm not saying there. Look, once you recruit 20 people, if nobody gets started, now we got to focus on a different issue. But if you follow it today, I'm telling you, that'll take care of itself too. You really will discover. There is a method. We'll talk about that today. But most important right now is to understand what is the lead measure. Number three is keep a compelling scorecard. It's tracking your progress. How many of us ever seen a baseball or a basketball game being played with no scoreboard? Nobody was keeping score. How different does that game look than the game where you're keeping score? I don't care how competitive, right? I had a great run, you know, college, all that stuff, basketball. And I don't care how competitive the guys were or how good the players they were. If we were just running up, down, warming up, I mean, I rarely even played that way, but every once in a while you lose track, and people were horsing around, and it's no real game. People are throwing up crap from all over the place. You can just look at the game and go, nobody's keeping score. Nobody cares. It doesn't matter. You put a score up there, and the game matters, it changes. I mean, it's like watching, you know, I don't watch hardly any NBA, but watch the NBA the last week, the playoffs, and watch the first 3 weeks of the first 3 months of the season. Like, what a joke, right? It's a different game when it matters and when you're really keeping score. So you need to have a compelling scorecard. And you can do this. Look, you can take the same process, everything in life. Right? With Kim last night, I mean, you can take your marriage and you go, well, you wouldn't want to put your marriage on a scorecard. Well, if you really want to change it, you probably would. How many times did you say, honey, I love you? Could I make you breakfast? You look lovely today. If you start measuring that crap, your marriage would exponentially increase. It'd be like better and me. But wow, who is this guy? Right? If you had a tracking sheet, you said, I'm going to do these things. What's my lead measure? What's the number one thing that I could do? And then you went and read, you know, the four love languages. You found out what their love language was, and then you made sure that this is what made that person happy, and I'm going to keep a scorecard to make sure it happens twice a day. How many people know your marriage would get better? It's just a reality, right? It's the same with everything. Health, business, it doesn't matter what it is. In Legal Shield, you've got to keep a scorecard. And then there needs to be a cadence of accountability. Now, I'll tell you, without Rapid Funnel, without this platform I'm going to show you, this is a bit overwhelming. Because gathering all this information and doing all of this can be so cumbersome. And I've been through that. I mean, that's what, you know, I mean, I've gotten some of this stuff. And it's what John Halpin did, fax me your tracking. I never faxed it. He never got to see it. So he didn't even really know what my scorecard was because it's cumbersome. He faxed me the sheets. I had to fill them out. Did I fill them out accurately? Did I put the date at the right time? Was it the same 10 people that I prospected last month that I put on next month's list and I called it a new prospect? That doesn't count, but he couldn't tell it. All that's changed. That's the beauty, right? And then last is a cadence of accountability. And we're going to talk about how do you create a cadence of accountability with your organization so everybody's playing the game together. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm going to start writing them up here, and I'll touch on some of those. But who in this room right now, you're using the app actively? Okay, so we need to change that number first. And this is simply what you need to go do. Just go to, and you can even do it while we're training, we're talking. It's that fast. Go to the Android store or the iPhone store, doesn't matter, and type in Rapid Funnel. RapidFunnel. There's a little green icon, and download the app on your phone. Okay? And then once you download it, you click the little blue icon that says create an account. You touch that, and you can set up a free account. Okay? So it doesn't cost you anything. Click create an account, and then put in a group code, and the group code is GWP, or just type in Legal Shield. That works fine too. Type in Legal Shield as the group code, and then you will, and then it'll ask you a few questions, and you're good to go. It'll ask for your name, your email, and your whole account. Everything I'm going to show you is automatically set up right there, and it takes you 3 or 4 minutes on an app to download. Okay, any questions there? And listen, they'll be different. I mean, phones run out of memory and different things. Like, if something doesn't technically go right at this stage, I can tell you it's the phone or user error or something, okay? Or your phone's like 5 years old. There's that possibility. But other than that, you're pretty good. It shouldn't be an issue there, and we can solve it afterwards, or you can come ask me afterwards, okay? Okay. So the first thing I want to talk about is increasing your personal number, all right? So in the app, I think I can show this now. Okay. So I can show you my screen. Alright, so this is what the app's going to look like. Now there's a free version, there's a premium version. The premium version is $10 a month. And that's what shows online, but the free version is identical. It's just not as many resources or campaigns. If you're recruiting a brand new associate, they don't need a premium version. All they need is a free version. I'll get into why. If you've been around the business, it'll be the best $10 you ever invested in your life, okay? From a business tools perspective, all right? But anyway, there's the app. Now, the first thing I want to show you, when we talk about this wildly important goal, and you say, okay, I've got a wildly important goal that I want to achieve in Legal Shield. Somebody give me their goal. What's your goal? What's your wildly important goal 2016?
$40,000.
Okay, so 6-month goal, she wants to make $40,000. That's her wildly important goal. So we've got to work it backwards a little bit. How many people do you have to recruit that Fast Start qualify for you to achieve that goal?
20.
You got to recruit 20 people. So over the next 6 months, how many people are you going to have to probably qualify? I mean, how many are you going to have to personally recruit? Now, this might be affected by, does she have somebody that's part of her team that is saying, hey, I'm going in with you and I want to run. And listen, that's not a one-way street either. Nobody says that you can't. They can always say no, but nobody says that she can't go to her sponsor. She can't call up and find out who the ED is. She may find out there's no senior director. Call up that ED and go, look, I am the person you have been looking for to make 40 grand. Now, we always treat like leadership is down. Knowing what I know, if I were in the business today and I were just getting started out, I would call that ED and I would put their butt on fire. I'd be like, look, they can always say no, right? That's always an option. But I would test the waters, you know, and say, hey, listen, here's the deal. I am serious. How far would you be willing to go to help me? Okay? Just a little side note. Anyway, so 6 months. You know, I think as a minimum, I think 60 might be a lot. That's a big number. A third qualifying. You're going to have to force some of these people to qualify. If that's really her goal, you know, I would probably go with 40 and say, might you have to give some memberships away to make sure they get qualified? Yes. But at any rate, so let's call it 40. If we take 40 recruits into 6 months, how many recruits is that per month? Okay, so 6 recruits a month. Now, I know from a ratio perspective, of the number of people that you put into the app. So here's the app. If I prospect somebody, I hit that little button in the very top right-hand corner, and that's where I put a prospect in. So let's say that if you're going to put somebody in the app, they need to opt in. Let's say you have a 50% opt-in ratio. And I know, I think some of this will be above people's heads and they're like, they're not gathering it all. It should all come together over time, okay? And over today. But let's say if you put in 100 people and 50% opt-in, okay? That means 50 of them said, and what's your name?
Hannah.
50% of them say, yeah, Hannah, I'll take the information you send me. One of the things that's going to happen is Hannah, through this automated process, for the next 2 years, is going to be sending these individuals emails. Those 50 people, they're going to get dripped on repeatedly. Hannah's going to drop it. It's going to say, hey, tell me your name again. Erica. Erica goes in the app. It's going to say, hey, Erica, this is Hannah. I just came across this great video on how you can make money part-time, blah, blah, blah. Click on this link. And Erica clicks on it. And that information keeps being delivered from Hannah. Everybody following me? So, but Hannah needs to get Erica to opt in. If you're really good, 90% of your warm market, 95% will opt in. If you're talking to cold market, people that you don't know or 3-foot rule, it should be more than 50%. Right? I looked Mr. Burns. And in his, he's put in 20 people so far this month, and 16 have opted in. Everybody follow me? That's a good opt-in rate. He could still get the other 4, so he could be at 100%. It's only been a week of this month. Everybody with me? Okay. So Hannah, if we work these numbers out, you say, okay, you need 6 recruits a month. And we know that of the people that opt in, you need to figure out what your ratio is. But let's say you're doing a pretty good job following up, etc. Well, 1 out of 10 will join that opt-in. Now, you had to prospect twice as many to get them to opt in. So how many recruits will 50 exposures get you? 10%. It's 5. So what we know is, Hannah, you better, as a bare minimum goal, act on the lead measure, and you need how many exposures that opt in per month? 60. If you've got to average 6 recruits to get to 40 recruits. But nobody said making 40 grand in 6 months was going to be easy. It's a big number. And you may look at this and go, oh, it's bigger than that. That's okay. Now you know. Let's set a realistic goal that you can really achieve. At least that's my way of doing it. And I haven't always hit my goals, but I hit them a lot. And I wouldn't say, oh, they're realistic or small. I just put a good plan together. Really put a plan together where you can knock this thing out of the park. Okay? So, Hannah, anyway, you need 60 exposures a month. You say, hey, that's you need 100. You need to talk. You need to get 120 people that you're going to put into the system. And I'll prove to you the system's the answer. But we're just talking about numbers first. We're still talking about the WIC. How do we put the goal together and then make sure there's a plan to back it up? So you need to talk to 120 people a month, which divide 30 days, 120, what is that a day about?
Four
people a day. See, now it gets a little easier. You start going, man, I got to eat the elephant one bite at a time. I just got to talk to 4 people. Heck, no, that can't be 4. Is that 4? No, I got to talk to 120. Is that right? 60, 90, 120. It is 120.
Yeah.
See, that's crazy sometimes. When you work it backwards, it's just not that hard. She wants to make 40 grand in 6 months and free herself for life, and she's got to get 4 people a day who agree to look at information. Now, she may find out that the ratio, maybe this is a good ratio. Like, if you're pretty good, like Rocco Silly on my team, he put in 53 people last month in the app and recruited 6. 1 came from a previous month that was being dripped on that just said, hey, I'm ready to go. Now, we've only been using the app for 4 or 5 months, right? So he started building up. But last month, he put in 53, opted in, and 6 people joined. He's pretty good. You might discover your ratio is 5%, not 10%. So you might have to talk to 8 people a day to get 4 to opt in, and your ratio could be 5% join. Is this too deep? I just want you to put a plan together that works. All I care is, I want you to know if you didn't make it, you know why you didn't make it, because now you can improve. You can say, I know why I didn't make it. I wasn't either clear about what the goal is, or I didn't act on the lead measure. Any questions? Yes, ma'am.
I'm trying to get 2 people signed up on the app, and they're asking for a lot of information that we don't have.
They're asking for what?
For
a lot more information that you don't... Oh, you're trying to get... what information? E-service and training partner? Okay, let's start right there real quick. I told you I'm going to jump around. We're moving to a different section here. I'm going to come right to that.
Okay.
Is there any other... I'm leaving this, okay? I want you to have a WIC, a clear goal, and I want you to understand enough about the numbers that you can actually develop a meaningful game plan based on the lead measure. Will you need to recruit these people and get them to come to a briefing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But none of that matters until you recruit the people. It's so easy to get confused about, you know, you got to do a quality game plan. Well, you can't do a game plan with a ghost. You've got to recruit somebody. And to recruit them, you got to prospect them. And I'm telling you, listen, as good as all our numbers are in Legal Shield, our recruiting stinks. That's why they're paying ridiculous sums of money right now to get us off our butt to go recruit a bunch of people. Right? We got a huge opportunity. And look, if you're saying, man, this is overwhelming to me, man, just take the ride, watch a lot of people earn it, and your time will come. You'll know when your time is right. The one thing I hate when things like this happen is it overwhelms some people. Maybe it's not your time. I spent 2.5 years in this industry. My biggest check was $700. It wasn't my time, right? I wasn't in the right company. I didn't understand it well enough. But you'll know when your time comes. Maybe that's today. Maybe it's not. That's okay. We're here to support you no matter what. And we're here to support you with your goals, not ours. Is that fair? But we want you to have a goal. And you're going to discover when you start pressing people a little bit, they don't want to put a number in a box. They don't want to be held accountable. So you got to make sure to be kind about it and go, hey, look, let's pick some number. Can you make 5 exposures next month? Because it'll work. I'm telling you, you make 5 exposures a month, and you do that for a year, you're going to have 60 people in the app being dripped on every month. Sooner or later, somebody's going to raise their hand, join the company. It's going to give the sponsor a confidence they didn't have before. It's going to happen, okay? All right, so anything else here, and I'm going to go to that. We're going to move on. Okay, so let's talk about the actual prospecting piece first, and then I'm going to get to filling out the app and the training part. So just keep me accountable to that. But the first thing you want to do is you need to start prospecting. I don't care where you get your names from. One of the things that happened for me, and I'm reading the 4 disciplines of execution, I'm looking at what the numbers are and the people that are committed to using the app. There's over 5,000 people, right, that are using the app. And I look at what the numbers are, and people aren't doing enough activity. And the book says, look, if as a leader, if the lead measure is not being met, you need to make it easier for people to... So I know we're doing everything we can. I mean, cold market, warm market, you name it, to make it easier for people to get to meet the number. You've got to figure out, where am I going to get folks to talk to me? Some people are really good at 3 foot. Some people use networking events. Some people do some cold market. I don't care what you do. It doesn't matter. But you need to come up with a routine that'll help you put in enough prospects every day to meet your wildly important goal. Make sense? Okay? So you bump into somebody and meet somebody. And the thing that I've done better recently, and I told the group last night, I have made excuses for my personal recruiting. I look back and I'm like, really, dude? That was lame. But I believed it. I was so busy traveling and working on systems and helping leaders and that I couldn't get my prospecting in. But I also wasn't keeping a scorecard. And I didn't have a cadence of accountability. And now all of a sudden, with this team sending screenshots to everybody all the time of what their numbers look like, it puts an awful lot of pressure on me. And all of a sudden, now there's a scorecard for me and a cadence of accountability, and I got to meet a number. So I've got 3 days slated next week that all I'm doing is prospecting myself. Because I got to lead by example. Is everybody with me? It changes the game from top to bottom. Everybody's going to be held more accountable. So anyway, so you put the name, you hit continue, and then it's going to ask you who's not using the app and hasn't been put in the app as a name. Okay, so tell me real quick. I'll just show you. Tell me your name. Ashley, congratulations on your recruiting month. A-S-H-L-E-Y. Yeah. Ashley, listen. It's awesome to meet you. Listen, I don't know that there'd be a fit at all, but you're so sharp. I'm with a $500 million company. We're expanding really aggressively in this area. We were bought by private equity for $651 million. I can't promise you anything, but are you keeping the career options open? Well, awesome. Listen, I'll get you a little bit of information just on our company, how we're expanding. Matter of fact, hold on 1 second. Hey, just stick it in there. Put that information in there for me, would you? Now, how many of you can do that? It's the easiest exposure on the planet. And I don't care how new you are, what information you don't know, anybody can do that. And they can hand the phone to Ashley. So now she's the one putting the information in. It's almost like she's taking ownership of the process. Now you don't have to do it that way. But Ashley goes through, she gets her information in there. Right? It's amazing. We're so used to pulling out her phone and having a conversation. So I say, thanks, Ashley. So listen, this is what I'll do. I'll drop you an email, and you can just reply back to me if you want to, or just click on the link in there. It'll confirm we've got it all right. I'm pretty sure we do. Obviously, you put it in. But just click on that link, and then I'll drop you some information here and there. And if I don't touch base with you, by next week, feel free to give me a shout or just reply to one of my emails, and I'll talk to you soon. Nice meeting you. And then I go and hit continue, and I may put notes, right? Something about Ashley. Ashley, what's your kids' background? You're married? 20, she's 21. You know, sharp, right? Whatever it is. Met in Utah, top recruiter, is going to crush it. Which is how I do text. Okay, so then I hit continue. Right? So are you sure somebody didn't put you in? Which is okay. It's okay. Listen, it would pow. Darn. So it's okay. What would pop up next is a box that would let me choose the campaign. And I would just choose opportunity campaign. I'm guessing somebody put you. Okay, all right. I would choose opportunity campaign, and then she's going to get a series of emails that are personally written to her from me, and all I had to do is download the app. And she's going to get those emails and those touches, and every one of those emails has a video or a resource built into it, right? So, as a matter of fact, let me show you. The first one that she's going to receive, or one of the first ones as an example, is going to have the... it's actually the first video. It's going to have the Get Paid Daily video in there. And she's going to get a short email from me. It comes from my email, even though it's really coming from Rapidvale. It comes from me. It's addressed to her. And that's the video. It's the Get Paid Daily video. Now, she clicks on that link and she watches it. Ashley can go out and she can respond to me right there, right? My name's at the top of it. Patrick Shaw welcomes you. 60% of all videos are being watched on the phone. So she gets an email from me, she checks on the phone, and she plays it right there. And all of a sudden she's like, man, he was a nice guy, this company's expanding. Wow, this looks like a great product. And now she responds back, either replies in the email or puts something in the box. So I asked Adam to send me over the emails that just came recently. And I want you to see in the last week, these were emails that were sent. Some of these were from before, but I had them send me a whole list of them that just came from the last week. Let me see if I can find them real quick. Nope, wrong way. These were all people that wrote in this box. So every email you send, it's got a resource in there, and they can type in this box, and these were from this week. Right, people watching something and said, and I haven't read them yet, I cut and pasted them and stuck them in here. Adam sent them to me this morning. My daughter and I'd like to have more in-depth information on how to get started, so I'm sending you her email address. Well, that was a referral. I'll need assistance in a pending case. Is it too late to register, even if I already have an attorney? Hello, Mr. Daniels, I've received your email. I will get back to you as soon as I look at the material you've sent. There's hundreds of these. I just had said grab a bunch of decent ones and send them over to me this morning because I'm doing this event in Utah. I'd prefer to call instead of email. I'd like the information regarding working from home, thanks. I wanted more information about the opportunity. I really think that make and help this business more successful than what it is. So this guy thinks he knows better than we do, and he's going to help us make it better. Okay, so I am, which is fine. Still, there are responses. Is everybody with me? And so you get the idea. I'm not going to go any further. This is offering this to Americans. I'm Canadian. How's this opportunity become the best opportunity available today for Canadians? We're going to get further details. You get there, or we are interested. I like that one. Okay. And this was a slew from a week before, like 2 months ago. What I like best about the video is everything. Now, how many people want people to respond to you like that? Right? Well, how good is your follow-up? The campaign, the opportunity campaign, is 2 years deep. They're going to keep getting dripped on. Now, exponentially... increase these numbers, and there were pages more of that, but I want you to exponentially increase these numbers. Look at this. You go out and you talk, you get three people on your team or excuse me, 9 people on your team that say, I'm going to do 3 exposures a day. And this is where I want you to think big. I want you to think platinum big. If I go out and I got 9 people on my team after this run that we're in, and we all go out, the 9 of us, and we put in 3 exposures a day. Each one of us averaged 3 exposures a day. Just the people that, not that opt in, we just put in 3 a day. So there's 10 of us putting in 3 a day. That's 30 exposures a day. At the end of a month, we have 930 people in the system. Now, if you take 930 people and only 50% of them opt in, that's 465 people for the month. You do that for 12 consecutive months and the team does not grow by one person, which it's going to. These numbers will be exponential. You end up at the end of the year with 5,580 emails in the system. Now, I delegate a lot of things, but I wrote every single one of those emails. I mean, they're good. They're not deep. It's not long copy. It's not a bunch of marketing junk. It comes like it's from you. When we first launched, we were sending it all hours of the day. I didn't realize it. And people were calling their friends and being like, dude, you sent me an email at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? Because we didn't know. We didn't set the schedule of when the email should go out, like in normal human hours, right? And they're like, and the guy's like, well, I didn't send you an email. Like, yeah, you did. They were arguing with them because it feels personal. And you can go and read all the emails that go out, and none of them are, I mean, my wife is an English major from Oxford, and she was writing some copy, and I'm like, honey, you cannot use that word, right? I grew up in lower Alabama, like the panhandle, the armpit of Florida. I'm like, I know what a vernacular is that is common, and that is not it, right? I mean, so she's a great writer, but I'm like, we got to simplify it. So it may not mean all your flashy writing, but it's simple. Somebody would be like, hey, just came across this video, thought you'd appreciate it. Let me know what you think. Boom. Right? So they were so comfortable, so simple, no long copy. Nothing that anybody would go, oh, that's pushy, that's shovy, that's uncomfortable. They're not trying to close people. Is everybody with me? But the thing's working when you're asleep. Right? That's 5,580 people, if 50% opt in, that are going to get at least 12 emails, 13, 14 emails the first year. Not too many. First day they get one, second day, fourth day, 11th day, 17th day. And then it starts spreading out. But the point being, you take 10 times, that's 5,580 follow-ups that happened on your behalf of just one single core group of 10 doing a little activity. Is everybody following me? It's just, and there's an opportunity campaign, there's a membership campaign, there's a retention campaign. Bill Geifer's a big group producer. He just wrote a bunch of group campaigns. So you don't have to be a group producer. Like if I bumped into somebody, I know people where I live in my neighborhood, Fluent, they own companies and businesses, and we should have this in their company as a group employee benefit. But I'm not going to do group, so I'm not going to talk to them about booking the group, right? And sometimes I don't get around to saying, hey, maybe I can hook you up with this person or whatever. But we know what I can do? I can go, hey, listen, we got a rocking group product. It'll save your employees. Like one of the guys I know, he's got a lot of laborers, they get in some trouble, but he pays them well. When they lose a day of work because they got themselves in a little trouble or something, that affects him. But these guys get paid decent too, so they can afford the product. He should own this. It will improve his bottom line. Now I can have that conversation and go, hey, listen, I've got a service you really should take advantage of. I'll send you an email. And it's a group campaign. And now when he emails me and goes, hey, I've been getting your email. Thanks for touching base with me. Send me, what do I need to do? Now I call the group person and I let them go work the group account. I go find somebody who's really great, but now I can participate in group and I never have to figure it out. Right? You guys with me? She's still going to do a split with me. Right? We'll do a 50-50. I mean, if I book her an appointment with a qualified prospect, you know, I don't know what split you would usually do, but it's going to be pretty good and I didn't have to do the group. It's a win-win. Does that make sense? Any questions so far? Yes? There's no existing. If you're on the old platform, you should have canceled it a year ago. Sorry, I've sent plenty of emails. He was on an old platform. And just so people know, look, I launched a platform that was for Legal Shield, and the company loved the idea, and it's when Alan Fernley was here. You need to, yes, move to the new platform. And the company loved the idea, and Alan thought it was a great idea, so I offered to consult them, and I would not finish building out the original platform, which I felt bad about, but I wasn't updating campaigns or videos or anything. And then they probably paid IBM $500,000, right, to develop the platform, and it was horrible. It was called Succeed CRM. It was just a tanker that drove off a cliff, right? And then after that, I thought, you know what, I'm going to do this thing really right. And we've spent even more than that in the platform rock. Just switch. That was a little history for whoever. But I tell you how powerful it was that the company came and said, man, let us do it. They spent $500,000, and it just, you know, they weren't there to see it all the way through. Lots of changes. It is what it is. It doesn't matter. But this is the new version. Point is, the thing was rocking before. I wish I'd have never stopped, but we did. I thought they could do it better. You know, and there's just too many things going on there, right? But they're creating the videos and the PDFs and all that. So let me show you another feature real quick from a follow-up perspective, okay? So you go, any questions on that? Do you get the big picture, though? Both the small and the little is what I'm trying to paint. Like, for you to personally increase your numbers, there is no better way. For you to create leverage and build a massive organization, I sat with one of the gals on my team just a couple days ago. Her name's Kelly. She's a rock star. She probably does as much activity as anybody in Colorado. But Kelly has a 3 or 4 minute conversation with people. She's really good at it, and then she books an appointment to sit down and present the opportunity. And I'm like, Kelly, how long does it take you to present the opportunity? About an hour. I said, so I'm not going to add driving there, driving back. It takes you an hour and 3 minutes. You take 3 minutes on the phone on average, you book an appointment, you sit in and present the opportunity, they've never seen anything. What would happen if I could get you to have those 3 minute conversations and then send them information? Now, in 10 hours that it took you to do 10 presentations, where you may have convinced 3 of those people to join, you could have had 100 3 minute conversations. You could put 100 people in the app. And what's going to happen is your ratio is going to go down. You're not going to recruit 3 out of 10. You're only going to recruit 1 out of 10. But the 1 out of 10 are going to be people that raise their hand and go, I watched the video and I am interested. Let's go. They're going to be people like me. Or Nathan Bourne was in Denver last week, and Nathan said the guy that recruited him was throwing up all over. And Nathan literally had to stop the guy and go, look, man, do you have like a video or something I can look at? He goes, oh, yeah, yeah, I got one in the car. So he goes out to the car, brings the video in, plays it, watches the video, goes, I'm in, signs up. Now the guy's trying to train him. And Nathan can tell pretty quick, like, hey, is there somebody we can call? Like, do you have somebody that you work with that maybe has more experience? Yeah, we could call them. His point was, I had to get him to use a tool, and I had to get him to do the three-way. You can't say the wrong thing to the right person. And if you go put 100 people in the system and not try to convince 10, you'll be shocked. And there were some people early in the game telling me, Patrick, you gotta get people to focus more on follow-up. No, you know what? I don't, because the system is following up. If I can get them to get a laser focus on the lead measure, if you get enough people in the system, you'll be shocked about how you're forced to follow up. Now, I am finally to that place, young lady. What's your name back there?
Kim.
Kim.
Yes.
Kim, when you sit down and you download the app with a brand new recruit, it's going to ask you for the e-service and the training partner. The e-service, like my e-service name, all I have to put in is Patrick Shaw. I don't have to put in all the trailer and the other stuff. It's just, so whatever your e-service name is, that's what you put in when you download the app. If you want to put in a training partner, put in the training partner. Now, here's what's going to happen on the training partner piece, okay? So, if I go to my emails, let's see, and I type in, just as an example, training partner. These are all emails from people who put me in as a training partner. Here's Agnes Robinson. Agnes, I got this email, okay, from the system. Agnes put in a prospect. The prospect's name was Sinclair. Sinclair clicked on this link. So I know exactly what Sinclair watched. In this campaign, a cold market campaign, here's Sinclair's email, here's Sinclair's phone number. You may want to follow up with Agnes and see if they follow it up with their prospect, and here's Agnes's number. So if I sit down and do a game plan with somebody, those 40 people, Hannah, that you're going to recruit, and you need to get 20 of them qualified, one of the first things you need to do is figure out who's working and who has somebody for you to talk to, because you're going to help them. Well, you recruit 3 people. One of them put in 40 exposures. The other 2 did 0. How do you know? Well, you know now, because you put your own email address in as the training partner. So every single time Agnes has somebody who clicks on a link and watches a video, I get the information. So does Agnes. Everybody following me here? Now, Agnes's prospect, before I call him, I wouldn't do this. I would just call him. But if I want to see what Agnes's prospect watched, I just clicked on that video, and I'm going to be able to see real quick exactly what the prospect just watched. Angus and I called the prospect, said, hey, just touching base, wanted to see how you're doing. Have you had a chance to watch any video? Well, we know she did. She just clicked on it. She goes, oh, yeah. I just got a chance to watch. It was a compensation video that this person watched. You with me? Now, the e-service, you see this button right here, this link? This link will only show up if you put in your e-service address. So in every email is a video or whatever. And every video is framed inside your page. Well, if I click, where'd we go? Oops. If I click start now, that little button right there, I'm going to go to e-services. I'm going to go to Agnes's e-service page. So that prospect could literally buy the membership from the email, and it was all automated. You didn't have to set up anything else. Deer headlights. That's the look I'm getting. Are you with? Are you? You get it? Okay. I want you to get it. You just got to think in multiples. Do you understand? What if you get an army of people doing this? That. I recruit Ryan. Ryan, here's the game plan. New segment, okay? There's another piece, a game plan interview. I do 4 things in a game plan interview. As a matter of fact, on the app, I still haven't got to resources, but on the app, if I go to resources, now this is on the premium version, and I scroll down here to training resources at the bottom. As soon as it catches up, these are all categories I have under resources. If I click on training resources, down here I have a generic game plan interview. Now I can click on the little red icon here on the game plan interview, and I can actually pull it up so you can see it. And this is the game plan I do with everybody, right? And the game plan interview that I do is... The game plan interview that I do has everything a normal game plan does. But there are 4 things. Step 1 is I'm going to focus on the why. Why did you join the business? Step 2 is we're going to download the app. It's like literally the second step, because I'm trying to take the fear away from prospecting. And a new person joins, and they're freaked out. They're like, you want me to call my friends and family? And they're nervous about it. And look, it doesn't change what we do. We book a PVR, a PCC, etc. Those things don't change. But the very first thing I do in a game plan, as we download the app, then we put a list together. And they feel like a little bit, I can hide behind an app, right? I can call somebody and have them, I can put them in a campaign. And then the step 4 After we create the list, step four is here's the script. So let me read this script to you, right? So Hannah, I call you up, and literally I'm a brand new person. We're sitting in the game plan. Ryan is doing my game plan. He's put me in as a training partner. His goal in the game plan is to get me to put 20 names in the system. So that if I disappear 2 weeks from now and I go MIA, anybody ever had somebody, an associate that joined and just disappeared? What's going to happen? Right? Let me play this out real quick. So I call Hannah. Ryan's sitting with me doing the game plan. I call you up, Hannah. Hi, Hannah. I know I'm changing roles back and forth, but whatever. So, hi, Hannah. Hey, this is Patrick. How are you?
I'm okay.
Oh, great. Listen, glad I caught you. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
I just wanted to reach out to you really quick and let you know I started working with a new company. I'm really excited about it. I wanted to send you a little bit of information. And I realize it may not be a fit for you, but wanted you to know what I was doing. The company's got a really incredible service, and if nothing else, you may be able to help me maybe with some referrals. If I sent you an email, would you take a look at a 10-minute video for me in the email? That'd be really awesome. I'd appreciate it. So I'll send it over in just a minute. There's a little link you can click on just to confirm that I got the email. I'm pretty sure I got it right. Or just reply back to me, either way. And thanks so much for taking the time. Clip. Now, who can do that? Could I text Hannah and say, Hannah, if I sent you an email, would you take a look at a video on a company that's obtained? Could I do that? Now, Ryan sits with me, and we do that 20, 30 times in the game plan. I go MIA. Hannah clicks on a link a month from now, types in, says, Patrick, I'm interested in the business. I get an email. Ryan gets an email. Ryan calls me up and goes, hey, Patrick, I just saw that Hannah clicked on a link, said she was interested in joining the business. You know, do you want me to earn the commission or do you want me to help you with that? Oh, yeah, man, I was still in the game. I know I haven't returned your call for 3 weeks in a row, but I'm in, man. I mean, it's amazing how that will change the game. People just need a little bit of good things to happen. And you can change the game for somebody that way. Does that make sense? Are you guys following the trail, kind of?
Yes.
And look, what you got to remember is I'm giving you a lot of convoluted, you know, stuff. The new person, they don't even know any of this. They need to download an app and put 20 names in. There's nothing to figure out with them. Can you push an app, push a button, download an app, type in Legal Shield? Can you remember your first name, your last name, and your email address? Can you find out what your e-service is, which is optional? Can I put in a training partner with the person sitting there telling me their email and hit submit and I am done? Now I just need to prospect. It doesn't get any easier. And some of you like get it, you think you get it. I'm telling you, you may not get it yet. Like it is, we had three, my team had three consecutive months of increased recruiting. When the company, which is why we went to 99, we got explode recruiting. We went from 4,000 recruits a month to 1,500. Now, I didn't have huge gains, but it was three consecutive months of gains by numbers. And that's why Jeff said, look, we got to explode recruit. Production's up, checks are up, retention's up, but we got to recruit more. That's why they went to the 99 and everything else. But my point is, if I can swim upstream, right, and I got some guys that are just, they're crushing it. And all they're acting on is the lead measure. And this won't work by itself. You have to drive it. It's not going to do it by itself. That's why we got 4DX, and that's why I'm holding everybody accountable on our team calls, and I'm drilling down with that. I'm getting everybody. I got a Google Doc that has what's the lead measure, what's the lag measure, and that's all we account for. We're not doing a key performance indicator with did you attend your briefing? You know what? That's like six or seven different things. Act on the lead measure. And that's the point in the book. Don't get confused by anything but the lead measure. You know what I mean? I was not, you know, there were parts of my college career that were not, I was not a very good defender. Right? And I started playing late, blah, blah, one thing or another, but I could put the ball in the hoop. Like, I could figure out some unorthodox way to get that stupid ball in the hoop. And they forgave me for Look, I was severely dyslexic. It's a reason, like, I failed the fourth grade twice. The plays kind of baffled me. Like, which way do you want me to run? Where? It wasn't good. It was not pretty. Like, in high school, I couldn't run any plays. Like, if my right and my left were the same thing. Like, you want me to run which way? But I could get the ball in the hoop, right? Now, I'm telling you, here, it's the lead measure. What is your number going to be? Let me show you something. I don't know where we are on time. This always takes, it feels like it takes a little more time. Let me show you another feature here, okay? We're on to another piece. How do I hold people accountable? You see this rewards button right here? There are three rewards that are built into the app, okay? And I will tell you in advance, my number's not good yet, but by the end of this week, I'll send it to Ryan. You can forward it if you want to see it. I'm going to crush it this week. But this is the scoreboard. Everybody has a scoreboard. When I hit that blue button, there are three contests. I can scroll right and I can scroll left. There are three contests. The first is confidence building. One exposure a day. Can you make one exposure a day? Now I'm going to show you something. So I made one exposure. I have 19 to go. I have 19 more people that need to opt in for me to hit 100% on this simple contest, this simple reward. You guys with me? Now, if I go back a screen and you look down here at my numbers at the bottom, this month I put in two people, or this week I put in one person. Or in this month, I put in two people. So if I go back to reward, one opted in. So what do you know from that? You know my ratio. Now, I was in Atlanta recently, and this young lady, we were role-playing different things, and she had put 300 people in the system. And I'm like, you are a super holy Toledo. And what's your opt-in rate? 10 people had opted in. No, 30 people had opted in. She had a, no, it's not okay, right? 10% opted in. Folks, that is like, and I was as gentle and as kind as I could possibly be. But I'm like, we have to change that number. And she was willing to let me coach her. She drives for Uber. She prospects while she's in the car. She has no exposure. She, like, they get in, and she goes, hey, I want to send you some information. Like, you're a stalker. Right? When I met my wife, I saw her across the room. I thought she was beautiful. I thought that's somebody that I would love to go on a date with. I did not walk over and go, oh my God, you're beautiful. Would you marry me? It's like, dude, you're weird. And that's what she was doing. Right? The point being is, you can start to identify immediately what people are doing. You can figure out their ratio. My ratio has been about 95%. Ryan's ratio for this week is 16 opted in out of 20. He'll probably get two or three of the other four because he's really good at the exposure process. The point being is now you can only put one email in. That's why the email, I think, the email didn't work. You can only put one email in. I didn't check it. Maybe we had a space or something. But you can only put one email in. So if Ryan prospects somebody and they're in the system being dripped on, and I try to prospect them 6 months later and try to use that same email, it'll say this email's been used already. But yours is a little odd because it didn't tell me that, so we'll check it afterwards. But it'll say that email's been used already. Well, now, let's say I do a really good job prospecting Ryan, but the person that put him in a year ago keeps dripping on him. And what does Ryan think? He hears my story. He goes, man, that sounds really good. And what does he think? He goes, you know what? I'm going to call the person back who's been touching base with me for more than a year. They've been consistent. You don't know how this stuff's going to come back around when you get an email in the system. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get back to this. Five. This is, so I'm at 5%. Let me scroll to the next one. It's called Steady Eddie. Steady Eddie means you're going to talk to 40 people this month. And I'm going to ask you guys, what's your number? What are you going to commit to? Okay, there's one more. It's called The Baller. And The Baller, and that's probably for my hoop days or something. But 39 to go. I put one in. I scroll to the last, and I'm at 2% on that one. I'm at 1% on The Baller because I have 99 to go. And my goal this month is to put 50 people. But we'll see how, you know, how maybe I can stretch it past that. But I've got 99 to go. I put one in, and that's the contest. So that's the scoreboard. Is everybody with me? It's very simple. It's the scoreboard. Now, what's the cadence of accountability? Well, let me show you. Any of you use GroupMe as an example? We have a little app called GroupMe. It's just a free app that you can download. It's like a text thing, and it allows people to text within a group. You can use whatever you want. Use Facebook. Use anything you want. It doesn't matter. But we use Facebook, and we use GroupMe. And so I've got these different groups within GroupMe, and this is our Gung Ho Leaders group. And if you scroll down, oh, this was Rocco this morning. He was sending over, he says, woke up to 4 new opt-ins. So he's showing all the emails he got from people that clicked on links today. What? Oh, and a new associate from Jeff Bell. Oh, I gotcha. So if we scroll up, right, people are they're sharing their screenshots. So this is somebody that's on The Baller, and they're at 25%, which means that they put in 25 exposed opt-ins so far this month, and they got 75 to go. Here's somebody that's at 9%. What is this? It's a cadence of accountability. So not only do we have a scoreboard, and if you don't think that puts pressure on me, it puts pressure on everybody in a good sort of way. Not bad pressure. Let's go get after it. We all know what the lead measure is. So that is a lot of information. How are we doing? We're done. Okay, I only got 2% battery anyway. So, I mean, we're going to end right at 2 here. I hate going over, but I'm just going to open it to questions. We could talk about different aspects of this forever. But they all matter. Like, if you get this piece, and I don't know, people say, well, what's the company doing? They're probably gonna incorporate it. I mean, that's the feeling I get. I'm not trying to get them to, frankly, because then you got to do different compliance things, and we're rocking it, and I don't want to slow down for any of it. We're crushing it, and I will show you. I forgot this part. Resources. Listen, when I'm doing a 3-way call with somebody. Okay. I want to show you this. For those of you that are in the room and you're serious about Legal Shield, I was really careful before just saying, just download the free app. But if you're in the business and you're trying to make money, you can upgrade or downgrade anytime. You won't lose your contacts. You can go to free. But pay for the premium version. And I have to pay for it I've got 5 full-time programs. It's no joke. It's like the real deal. We spent way over $500,000. This stuff takes money and time and resources, but it's how sold out I am. My wildly important goal in Legal Shield when MidOcean bought was a couple things. One of them is to build the largest organization in history of Legal Shield and have the best systems for helping people. I didn't even know what that looked like at the time. But it's amazing when you keep focusing on those things, how things come together. So anyway, I want to show you this. If I click on resources, and you're trying to train somebody and you know they're struggling with exposures, well, I just scroll down and I go to training audios, and there is Nick Serva's Platinum CD on you're not talking enough people or you're not saying the right thing. Every Platinum CD is right there in the training audios. So when you're sitting in your car and you want to listen to it, I can click on Mike Humes right there, click on that link. I'm sitting in my car with Bluetooth. But just like that, I can text that to somebody. So not only can I listen to it, but let's say I want to turn around and text that to Ryan. I just push the button right there. I hit text. I put in Ryan. There's Ryan's cell. Boom. And I text it to him. Now Ryan's going to have it, and he can start listening to it. And every resource that you can imagine, and if we have something that you want that's not in here, just let them know it's support, and they will put it in here. Everything. So when I'm talking to somebody, and they say, hey man, and I'm trying to explain to them the money, the new money that's available, I said, listen, I'm going to send you right now. And I put my phone on speaker. And I want them to see that we have tools. I want them to realize how easy it is. So I scroll down and I go, tools and tips. And under tools and tips, under promotions is there's BMW, there's the all-in-two incentive, right? And I can email it. So I just turn around and I send them. I say, hey, you're in front of your computer right now. I just sent you an email. Check it out. And they open up the all-in promotion. So when I'm talking about it, it's right there. The other day, I needed an associate app. I just went to Legal Plans, clicked on associate app, sent it to the person's computer. We printed it out right there. I don't care what the tool is. So every three-way call I do, I'm sending them some resource. Because I want the person, when I'm the expert on the three-way, I want the person I'm doing the three-way with to start getting how simple. All your contacts are in here. So if I go to contacts on the app, I see all my contacts in here. When I have down 5 minutes, I start scrolling through my contacts and say, who can I send an email to right now? Who can I follow up with, right? So I just scroll down, I find somebody. Did I put any notes in about this person? Airport Austin. That apparently was not enough. Oh, I remember this guy. This guy was awesome, right? I remember him now. So now I go over here. Unfortunately, I should have got his phone number. Let me tell you a couple things. Before you start sending a bunch of resources go one time. Get them in a campaign. Because a campaign will drip on them forever. Then start sending resources. But you might send a resource. We got a guy the other day that got a resource, says, I'm not interested. Just email back immediately, says, hey, I'm not interested. Day four, he watches Brielle Hoffman's associate testimony video. He goes, hey, I'm interested in the business. He didn't admit to not being interested before, but he changed his mind because the campaign was dripping off, right? So get him in a campaign. But I go right to Neil right there, and I can just send quick. Neil, it auto-filled his email, and I can say, whatever, I'm not going to even do it now. I just say, Neil, hope you're doing well. Did I spell his name right? And then I go, Neil, did you? Neil, come. Hey, it's been a while. Meant to follow up earlier. Are you getting my emails in regards to Legal Shield? ? Did it catch your attention at all? ? It ain't gonna send. Okay. My battery just died. And then I hit send. Now how easy was that follow-up? You guys with me? All the associate testimonies are in there, so you can send those directly from resources. So all that, there's like 120 some resources in there, and there's even more in your back office, and I'm not going to get into all that, one step at a time. You can send more of them to the phone if you want to, but we don't put them all in because it's a little overwhelming and most people don't need them. Yes, sir.
Are the campaigns only through email, or will they go by text as well?
No campaigns will ever really work through text because you have to get permission from somebody first. And frankly, I don't know that people want to be on a text. It's a little harder. What we will have, though, very shortly, is pre-written text under resources. So you click on pre-written text, and now I'm sitting with a new associate, and I just go, hey, let's send him this one. Hey, Mike, just wanted to send you a text, find out, or just seeing if you're keeping your career options open at all. If I sent you some information, would you take a look at it? And it's a pre-written text. You send it, and now they respond back. Yeah, here's my email. Boom. And you put them in a campaign. Remember, anybody you put in a campaign, you've got to talk to them first, guys. Do not just put emails in there. The first email says, it was nice connecting with you. Here's the information. Right? Some guy called me and said, they said it's spam. I said, what are you saying? Well, I'm not saying anything. I'm just putting them in. Well, no wonder they think it's spam. Because they think your computer has a virus. You said you talked to them. You didn't talk to them. This is a warm market platform. I don't care if it's cold market, but you got to talk to them first. Does that make sense? It's really important. People ask all the time, can I dump in Excel? No. If we let you do that, then RapidFunnel gets blacklisted. Your emails don't go through. And lots of services do that. It's spam. So we protect our ability. We have a 97% delivery rate. So you don't have to worry about whether people are really getting the emails. And we do that. And literally, we'll freeze somebody's account. If you have like a 5% or 10% opt-in rate, they're probably also hitting spam. Sometimes when you send an email, they're hitting the spam button because your exposure was so weird or you never talked to them or... So be cognizant of it, okay? And I'm not talking about if you have 2 out of 20. I'm talking about people, literally, I can see they're putting hundreds in, okay? And the ratio is horrible. They're trying to play a game with the system, okay? So, yes, sir?
Are you putting yourself in as a training partner for your new associates that you're getting on the funnel?
Everybody that I recruit, I'm putting my name in as a training partner because I want to see their activity. Unless maybe I'm placing them and I want somebody else to work with them, then I want them to be the training partner. But if it's somebody I want to work with, I'm the training partner. Yes, sir?
Would you recommend that in the book they had team competition? Would you recommend that?
Absolutely. Rocco recruited a new leg recently. He went to his three other legs and said, whoever's the top recruiter this month, whoever's the top, he didn't even say recruiter, whoever puts in the most prospects this month, I'm giving this leg to. And the winner took a 100% contest and did over 1,000%. So she put in, with a week and a half left, she put 100 opt-ins into the opportunity campaign with a week and a half left because she was going to get that line no matter what. And he knows what the numbers are, right? It's a scoreboard with a cadence of accountability and there's a reward at the end. You can go back in, you can change campaigns, you can do all kinds of stuff. And they're always improving. We got so many things on the slate, and there's so many things I didn't even go through. One or two more questions, we'll call it good. Yes, sir.
Are you going to show the percentage watched of the videos?
We will have that in about a month to a month and a half. It will not only tell you they clicked on a link to watch the video, it'll tell you exactly how many minutes of the video they watched. So if a guy clicks on it and watches 2 minutes of a 10-minute video, if he watches 10 minutes of 10 minutes, you better call that person back. Right? If they click, listen, I mentioned to you earlier, if somebody hits reply, you can just say to your prospect, just reply to me. If they reply to you, you have to click the link in the email. Them replying won't automatically put them in a campaign. And I've said that a couple times. And I like that because it's natural. It feels normal. Like it doesn't. The only thing in the whole system that may make somebody feel like it could be a campaign or an autoresponder, the only thing is that first email that says click this link. But if you say to them, hey, just reply to me or just click the link, you don't confirm I got your email right and everything else. And I may text you just to confirm I got it right. So it feels natural, right? Did that answer it? That means they're watching a video.
And some say open. So what's the
difference? They're the same. We don't actually tell you if they opted in except to tell you it's new or active. If they're new, it means you sent them the email, but they haven't clicked anything. You can see that in your back office. In about 2 weeks, you'll see it right on your phone. So every contact, you'll know on your app, have they opted into a campaign or not. And if they haven't opted in, you can re-opt them into a campaign one time. It'll let you resend that initial email one time. Yes, ma'am.
On that rabbit tunnel where you go into the email connect into it, it wants a group code with the type in legal shield, it doesn't let you in and type in.
It should. GWP, I'll come take a look at it. But yeah. GWP, then put in GWP connect.
Sorry,
I'll come do it. I promise you it ain't the app at this point. I mean, because we get them all and people like, but anyway, I'll come help. I'll come help. Yeah. If you didn't put your email in, you can go into the back office, go to gwpconnect.com, click and log in, put in your username and password, and you'll be in the back office, and you can do all that from your back office, which again is not necessary, right? But you get the idea. Yeah. Okay, guys, listen. It's just so much information. I hope you've got enough that if you understand, and if you do nothing else today, I'm asking you, decide on your number. Like, seriously, just see how your Legal Shield life will change. And I'm seeing it on a very global scale. I know what people are doing, and I'm seeing the difference. When they commit to the lead measure, it has been frightening, the difference that they're experiencing. And there is no challenge in your business that 5 new recruits can't solve. And the best way to get 5 new recruits is act on the lead measure. So God bless you guys. Thanks.